Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us for Ask the Expert North Texas. I'm Kristen Diaz.
I'm David Rankin. This is always the tough time of year for companies all over the country. That's because a lot of people are going to be distracted by trying to keep from busting their brackets. It's March Madness time. The game starts soon, and for the next few weeks, our minds are going to be split from doing work and watching to see how many upsets there are on the college basketball courts. New survey by the Action Network estimates March Madness could cost the economy $20 billion in lost productivity. On today's Ask the Expert, we're joined by our workplace expert, Julie Balke from the Balke Group. She's in the KRLD Zoom room. Julie, thank you so much for the time.
Hey, yeah, that's a big yikes, isn't it?
It really is. This study says the average person is going to split their attention for 2.5 hours per day on this tournament, and out of an 8-hour workday, that's an awful lot.
It is. So they surveyed sports fans, so people who said, yeah, I'm a sports fan, but here's what I think. What is so different when you've been around long enough, you start to see all these trends come around, go away, come back. So it used to be men would actually schedule vasectomies during March Madness, so they had an excuse to sit in front of the TV with that bag of frozen peas. And so that was really a thing. Well, then we go into COVID and we go into work from home, flexible work, et cetera. So we have more people who actually are able to be flexible. Even for people in the office, you can so quickly check your scores, you know, on your phone. There's so many ways to, quote unquote, get away with it, if that's what you're trying to do. So it is one of those things where companies really can't stop it. But I also think one of the things that has made this such an explosively huge number compared to in the past is the proliferation of online gambling and betting. We used to just have, like, you know, your little office brackets, and then, you know, the person who didn't know anything about basketball would win because he or she liked the colors of the uniforms. But now it's much more professional. So you've got people who actually know something about it and have skin in the game. And so when we look at this study, also said 40% of sports fans admitted to taking a day off to watch a game. You know, I don't know if we're fake sick or if we're taking PTO, but it's a really big thing. So the question for each company is, do you go along with it and make it kind of a do you shut a blind eye? Do you turn a blind eye? Do you make it a fun thing and have some activities at work? Or, or do you try to prohibit it? You know, option three is probably not going to work, because there's always a sports fan out there who's several steps ahead of you.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I mean, I really, it's hard to believe, as someone who's not fully engaged in March Madness usually, it's hard to imagine that this is such a big deal for so many people. I kind of always thought it was just like a little niche, you know, but yeah. When you see those numbers, it's pretty shocking. And just curious, are there certain industries maybe that are affected, or certain types of workplaces that are affected more than others?
And not really. I mean, I think you probably see it if you probably took a look by gender. You'd probably see that more male focused, more companies with more males probably suffer from this more, would be just my wild guess. But you've got every year, you've got, here are my teams. Like last year, my team was in the finals. And so I was like, so excited. I mean, it's all I could think about, but I work for myself. So I could watch it on my own. And so you've got people who are excited at the beginning, then their team loses. Not so excited anymore. And then you have people who are betting on random teams and they've got money. So it's one of those things that it's a part of who we are. Online betting and gambling is a part of who we are. And it's kind of like you hear all these productivity hacks where companies are like, I want to track my people and see how long they're online to see how many hours a day they're productive. Every time something, a tracker, like a technology comes out, there's one to combat it. It's a little bit of cat and mouse here, but I think sure, you could require your people to be sitting in all day meetings on Thursday and Friday, but it's really only a couple weeks that the Thursday Friday games are on before it all goes to a weekend.
And there's something to be said also for, you might be losing some productivity, but the importance of almost bonding, team bonding, because companies are always looking for finding a way to bring the people together.
Yes. And when you talk about return to the office, all this conversation is around, well, it creates community, it creates, you know, all kinds of good things happen from it. And you have to recognize as a business leader that community, collaboration, innovation, et cetera, doesn't just happen around the work table. It also happens in the, you know, the metaphorical coffee room, or, you know, out at a coffee shop across the street. And so how people find things to bond together around is not just the stuff that happens in the four walls. And so, yeah, you could, my suggestion would be to lean into it and maybe, you know, bring in lunch on Thursday and Friday. You got the TV on, especially if you work in the kind of environment where people can't be on their phones. You'd rather lean into it than try to eliminate it, because we see how that works, especially now that many people are not working inside four walls anymore. Good luck with that.
That's Julie Bauke from the Bauke Group. Thank you so much for the time.
Go teams.